This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, comedian Greg Warren with the Warren Report. It's all coming up right after this.
You've heard famous announcer from the Bob and Tom Show, Chick McGee, doing play-by-play on the golf course.
Get in the hole.
Oh!
Oh, man.
It's in the hole! No!
You've heard Chick McGee getting a prostate exam live on the radio.
Chick is bent over a large stool.
I am so clenching. I can't.
Now he's left his underpants up. Those have to come down.
Well, I didn't want to.
Well, take them all the way down.
That's it.
How's she going to find it? Okay,
she
wait a second.
Find it.
Wait
Golden
a second.
Jelly. Oh, now. Well, that's not bad. Ah! Oh! Jesus.
The nurse is in there. Is it over? It's over.
And now, here, famous announcer Chick McGee singing with some of the most famous bands of all time. It's Chick McGee Rocks. You'll get Chick McGee with the Beatles.
Oh!
Led Zeppelin.
Oh! Ah! 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 Oh! 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 Oh!
Van Morrison.
Now name is Steve.
And Chick McGee with Humble Pie.
You know it's hard to believe that it came.
It's in the hole. It's in the hole. It's in the hole.
It's Chick McGee Rocks, as only the Chickster can. To order, call 1-800-AAAAAAA. That's 1-800.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And we have finished with the sportscast. Is
yes,
that correct,
we have.
Mr. McGee?
All wrapped up, all three.
And we're hooking up with, there we go. I can see him on the big screen. We have hooked up with comedian Greg Warren.
Hello, Greg.
And, he's got a picture behind him of Warren Haynes, the stellar guitarist for Government Mule and the Allman Brothers and many other bands.
You're sucking up today, aren't you, Warren?
Yeah. Among the many things Tom has taught me, I had no idea who Warren Haynes was until I met you, Tom.
Yeah, now, none of us did.
The first day, listen, you like this, Greg. The first time Warren Haynes was in here, he was in here with Greg Allman and Dickie Betts. And the three of them, we were interviewing them, and I always love this about Dickie Betts. We had never heard of Warren before. He just joined the Allman Brothers. And in the middle of the interview, Dickie grabs a pen and writes the name Warren Haynes in a piece of paper with an arrow and shoves it over to me so I'll remember to introduce him again, which I thought was kind of cool.
Very cool, yeah. What a nice guy.
Yeah. I mean, if you didn't do it, Dickie Betts would have hit you with a hammer or something.
God, the man's a brilliant guitarist.
Well, he sure is, but he's...
Now, and I understand that Greg Warren...
Let's see how long we can go without Greg talking at all.
Well, I'm just trying to get the proper introduction here.
Hi, Greg. Oh, real quick, Greg, I'm sorry I didn't call you back.
That's fine, Josh. I don't expect much.
Now, the Warren Report, in which Greg will examine something and thoroughly... examine it.
Yes.
We've learned a lot about various things, including popcorn.
And oh, other. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yes.
What's our topic today, Greg?
Topic today, Tom, is the history of the ice cream man.
Oh,
I love the ice cream man.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the early, in the 1800s, the ice cream men were all immigrants that had push carts. There was no refrigeration. They just had blocks of ice to keep the ice cream cool. And they wheeled around and they served a thing called penny licks. Now, penny licks, basically, they would put a small bit of ice cream in a dish and people would eat the ice cream and then they would lick the dish and then they would dip the dish in a bucket of water and serve the next person ice cream. Yes, yes, yes. I knew this would bother you, Tom.
You know, Greg, Penny Licks is also the name of a groupie that the Allman Brothers used to have around quite a bit.
Yeah.
And licks, to say the least.
So needless to say, a lot of people got sick during that time from ice cream. Some people died from ice cream. And what did society blame it on? Vanilla. They said it was the artificial flavoring is why everybody was dying. They got a lot of stuff wrong back then. Like, wow. Hey, how come you guys think you're getting so much syphilis? Top hats. It's definitely top hats. The top hats. If you wear them too tight, the felt gets in there and it syphilizes you. which I shouldn't really, you know. My generation had plenty of misconceptions, too. During the 90s, we thought the reason people were fat is because they were not eating enough fat-free Snackwell cookies from Nabisco.
Man, those or were cottage good. Cheese.
those were so good.
Cottage cheese. Yeah, you're right, Josh. The health plate at Steak and Shake. It was a hamburger with cottage cheese.
Yeah.
I'm watching my weight.
Yeah. So, in 1919, a fellow named Christian Nelson figured out a way to form a chocolate shell around ice cream. The trick is cocoa butter, and that was the first Eskimo pie. Oh, in 1920, over in Youngstown, Ohio, this guy named Harry Burt, a candy maker, made his own Eskimo pie, served it to his daughter, and it was good, but she got chocolate over her hands.
Oh, boy.
And Harry Jr., the son, said, hey, why don't you put a lollipop stick in that Eskimo pie.
Yeah, why don't you mind your own business, Harry Jr.?
Yeah. Yeah. My company, that not is, yours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That is how the first good humor bar was born. Oh. And I kind of agree with you, Josh. Like, you always hear about these inventions. You never hear about the 50 things they did wrong before they hit on something. It's like, yeah. Yeah, that kid said put a stick in everything for 2 years.
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs on a stick? That's stupid, son. You can't put a whole watermelon on a stick. It's basic physics.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, Harry was a pretty bright guy. He didn't just figure out how to put ice cream on a stick. He noticed a couple of trends. In the 1920s, there was a lot of advances in refrigeration, and there was the proliferation of automobiles. So Harry outfitted 12 Good Humor trucks, and that was the first ice cream men. Now, Harry... He was a smart guy, but he was kind of militant. Like they all had to wear white, all white. And the reason for that was they wanted people to be reminded of nurses and sort of cleanliness and an antiseptic feeling.
Oh. Yeah, after that penny licking thing.
Exactly, Christy. Exactly. They wanted him to forget about penny licks. He also though like. They had to shine their shoes every day. They were inspected and they had to speak in a certain way. They were not allowed to say good humor ice cream. They had to say ice cream, good humor and salute the customers.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, it reminds me of when I was at West Point, you know, like there was like, we had to say stuff in a certain way. Like Warren, what's in the news? Sir, today in the New York Times, it was reported that Ronald Warren, are you on a first name basis with the commander in chief, Warren? Are you buddy with the Sir, today in the New York Times, it was reported that President Reagan, did I tell you to start over, Warren? No, sir. Warren, give me the days, sir. The days. There are 200 days until graduation. There are 123 days until ring weekend. There are 40 days until Army beats the hell out of Navy at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, Warren? Pittsburgh? Did they move Veterans Memorial Stadium from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh and not tell me, Warren? Who's behind that, Warren? Was it your buddy, Ronnie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They did well. The good humor men did well. And he attached sleigh bells to the trucks to let the kids in the neighborhood know that they were coming. Couple things like ice cream men were killing it in the Depression. These guys, the good humor men, made like $100 a day in the 30s.
Oh my god!
Which yeah, that's like $1,800 a day today. Wow. Like they were killing it, and ice cream. There was a lot of ice cream sales during the Depression. Like there was people bought a lot of ice cream. You never hear about that when the old guys are bitching. You know, we had to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and you guys were eating ice cream every day. How hard could it be?
Every day you
have. Yeah. Greg, real quick, where did you good humor start? What state or do you know?
Youngstown.
Well, Youngstown. Yeah, he was from Youngstown, Ohio.
So it all started in the Midwest.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are they? Is it still the Good Humor Man? Is that still the franchise?
No, they kind of got out of the truck business in the 1970s. They sold the business and focused now on sort of consumer.
You guys know this about me. When I was a kid, my best friend, he's still my best friend, his brother owned a Mr. Softy truck.
Okay.
And he would drive and sell ice cream, and we'd get ice cream for free.
Really?
It was a glorious summer.
Sure. Those things are still around, Chick, the Mr. Softies.
And you can imagine the guy that drives that when he gets home, his wife.
That's Mr. a tough Softy. One.
Living up to the
that
name.
That was the Conway boys in Philly. They invented Mr. Softy.
No kidding.
They had the first jingle. Oh. And people found out that jingles and music drew more customers in. than the sleigh bells. 2-1, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
My favorite thing about Mr. Softy is there's a lot of people tried to infringe on their business. My favorite copycat was Master Softy.
Oh, hey, really?
The problematic. No,
we just came up with that.
I mean, it's like the folks that stole Mr. Obvious from our show and mm-hmm. Captain Obvious.
Yeah. It was a very, very different.
Oh, they did take that, didn't they, man?
Yeah,
they sure did.
They stole it.
Back a little bit. I don't know about that. I sort of agreed with them on that one.
Greg, yeah. The reason I asked about the Ohio thing is because I would have guessed somewhere out west where it was warm all year round. Because months, you know, they've got to lose. You don't see the ice cream man in the winter.
That would have been a stupid guess.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Do they? Is it just me, or do they always play that?
Sometimes you hear the Entertainer.
Yep. Go to Weasel.
Yeah.
Entertainer. There's one song called Turkey in the Straw.
Sure.
You want to tell the story?
That is a horribly racist song.
You know, Tom and I were at a wedding, and it was a hot day in June, and the windows were down in the church, and there was a guy selling ice cream, and it was playing Turkey in the Straw. Yes. And you could plainly hear it wafting through the windows as they're taking their vows.
Very solemn moment.
And I really wish I'd gone outside to get some ice cream.
Yeah, me too.
Then we had to wait an hour in a locked basement. Their pictures taken, and they had nothing to drink.
Why'd you stay?
Turkey in the Straw, people didn't realize how racist it was. So they actually RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, RZA?
Wrote his.
That's how he. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I should. Thanks. That was useful, Josh, actually.
It was useful, Josh.
It really is, yeah.
Yes.
How does he spell it?
Good job.
RZA.
RZA.
Like SZA?
S-A-S-A? Yeah, RZA, yeah.
RZA wrote his own ice cream jingle, and apparently I think that came out in 21. Hey, Chick.
Yeah.
As long as we're talking ice cream, I like to let people know what's out there. This is not ice cream man stuff, just ice cream in general. The number one sellers are private label. There's just a lot of regional brands out there. What do you think's two?
Gosh, is it a nationwide brand?
Yeah.
Big Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, Tom. I had sort of asked Chick, but
oh, sorry.
Ben and Jerry's.
Hang on. I haven't guessed yet. Is it Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, it's Ben and Jerry's, Chick. Good job.
Thanks.
Good
a lot. Job. Appreciate it.
Bluebell.
Oh, yeah. That's a popular one.
I like Bluebell. Sure.
Yeah, down there from Texas. They're real cocky about that down there. I used to live in Houston. What's number four, Chick?
Breyer.
I would have guessed Breyers.
Edie's, whatever.
Haagen-Dazs?
Seal test?
Haagen-Dazs. Haagen-Dazs is number four. Haagen-Dazs, did you guys realize it was never a Danish company? It was just a couple in the Bronx that wanted to come up with a Danish name. And apparently this guy that invented it, he sat at his kitchen table. His daughter told the story. Sat at his kitchen table just saying nonsensical phrases for like 3 hours to figure out one that sounded good. I wish I would have heard the other ones, you know, like a slippy lippy boom boom.
No, that one doesn't work.
Frecka Jean Bombui.
I bet a lot of them sounded like sloppy
Waka
sex.
Flocka. No, not for ice cream, but hold on to that one.
That we can use that somewhere.
Yeah.
Does it have a meaning? Does Haagen-Dazs mean anything?
No, I don't think so.
Ice cream for days? It doesn't mean anything?
I don't think it does. I think it's just nonsense.
How about that?
Delicious, I'll tell you that.
Very good.
I'll taste it. Oh, it's good. Yeah. You guys had mentioned Breyers is part of the Good Humor brand now, and they're number five.
Huh. They're good.
Number six, Turkey Hill, which... Oh, okay.
I've heard of that. Yep. Yeah.
Isn't that like some convenience stores up in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the Wawa there, I think, in the Turkey Hills. Yeah.
Oh, the old Wawa.
Yeah, real popular there.
Yeah.
Pat, a Wawa. Oh, that's right. You're a Philly guy. Wawa. Yeah, yeah. Man, that's a good convenience store.
Turkey Hill's all over the place. Yeah. Now, you don't see it as often anymore because it's associated with Turkey and the Straw on the Hill. It's a Nothing?
Wow. I was thinking of attempting a George Harrison joke. Going, I don't need your Wawa. But
you were going to go there instead of...
I thought that might get a recognition laugh. Yeah. The great song Wawa from All Things Must Pass.
No one knows that song.
What? It's got one of the great guitar riffs of all time.
Are you familiar with that song, Greg? Wawa?
No, of course not. You're a person.
I'm not. But I barely knew who Warren Haynes was before I got this poster. When it showed up, I thought it was a picture of Dean.
It does look like Dean.
When it showed up. You're buying those?
You're ordering that?
Find that online and print it out?
It's framed, Josh. Yeah, I'm buying them.
Hey, Greg, listen to this. Listen to this riff. Dumbass. It's incredible. Isn't that nice? Gets better. Recognize it now? No, but it does. 20 more seconds.
It's very good.
What is it?
I like it.
Here it comes.
Is that George Harrison?
Yep, here we go. Yes, Eric and George.
It's great, but no one knows it.
Well, that's they're uneducated losers. You got to know about George and Eric. Come on.
Well, I think they...
I got to check that out. That's pretty good.
People are more focused on the real hits, like I Got My Mind Set on You.
Oh, yeah.
I like that song.
I do, too.
That's a good song. That's a real good song.
We got to sign up.
What about Cracker Box Palace?
Not so much. Greg, thanks so much.
It's about time you're starting to research good humor.
Oh. Wow, it's just, the digs just don't stop, do they? Wow.
Been really taking a lot of shots at me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.